flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looks like Donovan Mitchell might be going to a local high school basketball game.
I saw him tweeting it out.
I mean, he got the eyeball emojis there saying Warrensville versus Maple Heights tonight.
It's just a fake out, so he can go to a different game, actually.
He'd go to, like, Wadsworth Buckeye, maybe?
That's what the rumor is, yeah.
Maybe go down to Wayne County and see what's what. Watch a couple farm boys play some basketball. Gets chippy. Gets very chippy.
Maybe Stefanski would go to the game. Stefanski loves going to all these high school basketball games.
This is the kind of thing that I could, if I were a student, would understand is objectively cool. I would also hate it if it happened in my high school.
Why? What do you mean?
The hoopla. Those basketball, any really high school event is already as chaotic as possible. You then add to it, Donovan Mitchell is in the crowd. Oh, no, thank you.
I thought it was so, obviously I went to high school in Chicago, and so when MJ's kid played my high school, MJ went to the game.
Mm-hmm. Did you guard him?
I didn't guard him. Check up on MJ? But we knew about it hours in advance that MJ was going to be there, and so every kid went, and it turned into an awesome event. And then when MJ showed up, everyone went insane.
It sounds like a circus.
It was great. It was like one of the most memorable things from my high school, though.
Yeah, that's...
And every kid would walk by MJ, too, and just so you can just be as close as you possibly could to him, and then you have your friends take photos from a distance. It was a real thing. It was very cool.
At 40, I find high school events to be, oh my God, more overwhelming than pro sports games. And I mean, it was actually really fun. I went to my first Wadsworth football game this year since I was a kid, and it was really fun. They got a hell of a team. I think they played Hudson, who had a heck of a team. It was awful weather and then turned into a shootout. It went to overtime. Still, half the time, I was like, I want to leave, not because of anything that was going on in the game. It's just so much, and then you add a superstar
that's you
to it.
40 though, like at high school.
Me at 18 was even more overwhelmed. Yeah, before I understood how to deal with my anxiety. Ooh, yeah.
All right. I mean, I thought it was great. It was honestly one of the most memorable high school experiences I had. So I the kids gotta love this.
It depends on if you have a big enough gym to have that many people in. We had a smaller gym, and yeah, it felt like people were on top of you. I believe the...
I want to get your take right here, though. Your take is that Donovan going to the high school game won't be fun for high school kids?
No. It'd be great for them. Awesome. But if I were a high school kid, I would steer clear of it because it would give me massive anxiety. I think the biggest name that went to a high school basketball game was Bruce Weinkind, who was a center at Akron, because I think he was an assistant for us for a minute.
Okay.
And I just remember being like, that's Bruce Weinkind. And he didn't have TV crews following him around, though.
Okay. Are you not good with crowds in general, then? Or is that just
be.
A...
It just depends. I don't seek them out. I tend to walk in the opposite direction of them, but it depends. It depends on just how much... Like, I don't really like when everybody is lathered up and it's like... It's a circus. I don't like that. Which, in fairness, very few sports games are. Like, I don't care if it's a great game and there's like a walk-off or something. That's cool. But it's when it's just a sustained hysteria. Oh, I do not like hysteria. No, no, no. Because okay. People acting like fools annoys me to no end.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
That's
remember.
Why, for
I
me to be around like... drunk people, I must be one of them.
Okay.
Hey, you want to call me a killjoy?
Not a killjoy. It's just that not everyone has the same experience as you do. That's all.
No, that's fair. Now, when you play in Cleveland, there's never enough credit to go around. And I want to make this point that 1 week from now, we're going to find out if Miles gets his second Defensive Player of the Year award. I think I'm more in on the Cavs having three All-Stars right now. I think I'm more excited by that naturally than if Miles wins another award.
Well, the problem is that when Miles wins an award, it's very... You get that night, but there's not much you can really do beyond that. Yeah. And then, like, he celebrates and he does everything at the NFL honors. But, like, why the All-Star game, what's fun about that is that you actually get to see them be All-Stars. Yeah. And, like, Donovan had in the little interview after the game talking about doing the Rising Stars Challenge or the Skills Challenge, excuse me. Like, there's going to be the idea that the Cavs will be very well represented that weekend is very cool. Even if Miles going and winning a second Defensive Player of the Year award would be so much better for his Hall of Fame case.
So I would be happy for Miles. I don't think Miles is getting a second official Defensive Player of the Year award this year.
I don't think so either.
But I would be happy for Miles. I would, because I understand that those accomplishments mean a lot to him, and that, you know, that he, I think he's very conscientious of getting into the Super Bowl, into the Hall of Fame. I also think he understands he needs more individual accomplishments because he's played in an organization that has not consistently been the playoffs. So I do understand that. But I already have a tedious relationship with just awards anyways and how they're voted for and the whole thing.
We're both anti-awards people.
Yeah. Well, it's just I really hate how – and it's not lazy. I understand it's a comprehensive game. It's really tough to kind of – follow all the ins and outs. I just hate how easily they succumb to narratives. And some of those, I mean, every person who votes for these awards should be smarter than, and they should be able to spot a narrative from a mile away and be able to parse that from what should be the case.
Yeah, but they fall for the trap every single time.
And it's groupthink.
Every
and so
single
those,
time.
None of those things, but I have reached a point where like, because this all stemmed from, I had a conversation that devolved from talking about Cam Newton, where Cam Newton said, I wouldn't give back my NFL MVP for a Super Bowl ring. And in truth, everybody went to not jumping on the fumble, the business decision. Everybody went to, this is why you don't have a ring. I can tell you unequivocally, right? The guys that played with him, that didn't bug him one bit. One of the narratives that I saw was ex teammates probably feel some sort of way. They love Cam. They understand what he means.
Yeah, Ken and Anthony wondered if Greg Olsen would be mad about that.
Yeah, I don't think Greg would. It is my understanding that was a really really tight team with Keekly on it, with Peanut Tillman, with I can't remember if Julius was still on that team, but Mario Addison, Charles Johnson, like that was a really tight team. Even. I saw evidence of that at like my last little bit there in Charlotte.
Yeah.
But what I do think, what became interesting was I was having a conversation with a friend, and I just personally, I hate to hear a player say, "I'll take the individual accomplishment over the championship."
Which has been interesting, by the way. The 24 hours after we talked about it yesterday, a lot of the conversation now is about people saying that was they loved the honest approach from Cam Newton on that.
Yeah, no, not in a team setting. No.
I'm with you. That's why when we talked about it yesterday, I was like, no, thank you. I don't love that, but some people felt like if that's how you really feel about it, at least he was honest.
There's also part of me, by the way, that thinks Cam was just being provocative.
It's kind of the lane that he's found himself in a lot these days, which makes sense.
Yeah.
He's on ESPN, but he's also doing this YouTube thing where he's got a million plus subscribers. Like, he's wildly successful on that platform, and you can't just sit back and say nothing.
But it became an interesting conversation about... So I want to have the one first.
Okay.
Because my friend asked me, how many... Because we're talking about culture and what is culture and the culture pills, the whole stuff we got into Ross with like a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. And he said, well, how many Browns players do you think would take the NFL MVP over an individual accomplishment, over the team accomplishment of winning a Super Bowl? And my point was, I don't know how you could possibly know that. And then and I thought this is a really good point. They responded to me and said, okay, how many Pittsburgh Steelers do you think you'd be able to say? And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't think you play for the Pittsburgh Steelers if you would rather an individual accomplishment. Like, maybe George Pickens would rather the NFL MVP than a Super Bowl ring.
I could see Pickens saying that.
Maybe TJ Watt. No, that was not fair. But everybody else that I can think of that personifies.
Yeah, like we know with certainty, for instance, like Fitzpatrick wants a Super Bowl over an individual award.
Cam Hayward.
Cam Hayward's exactly the person. Yeah.
I would guarantee you Mike Tomlin would rather win the Super Bowl than coach of the year.
There's still 53 guys on the team, though.
No,
you know what I mean?
So you know it can't be 100%.
Can't be.
But I bet you, like, do you think if you went through the entire Browns organization, you could just read their mind? And so you could pick out, all right, it's 40% of the team would take the NFL MVP, 60 would take. Do you think the Steelers would have more or less?
I don't. It's too hard to even. I want to play the game. It's so hard because offensive linemen and really a lot of offensive linemen and non-skill position players don't even think about the MVP award.
Yeah.
You know, like Joe Bitonio, for as long as he ever plays, is never going to think about the NFL MVP award because they just don't win that award.
So my friend asked me, because this all led down, it was a rabbit hole of a conversation. It kind of concluded with his question to me, which was, can you definitively say Miles would take a Super Bowl ring over an NFL MVP? Understanding that no defensive player, no defensive lineman, edge rusher, whatever you want to call it, has won an NFL MVP since Lawrence Taylor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in you accomplishing that as an edge rusher, probably single-handedly at this point would put Miles into the Hall of Fame. Fair?
Yeah, I mean, even just a second DPOY probably does that. But yeah, if he won MVP, you're talking for this year?
Yeah. Or like next year, because obviously you're 3-14, you're not going to win it this year.
Yeah, the game is tough because it's a lot of just based off of what we know with Miles, and so you're taking a real guess here.
Mm-hmm.
I would think he'd take the individual accomplishment though.
Yeah, so I think
based off of what we've known about him for as long as we've known him.
I think what was interesting is I couldn't definitively say he'd take the Super Bowl.
We can't definitively say anything when it comes to Miles.
And I've tried to think about other players and whether I could answer more definitively.
I mean, like Nick Chubb, I think I could say definitively he would take the Super Bowl over an individual accomplishment.
I think so. I think Joe Thomas would, right? That feels like I'm weapon. So this is purely a thought exercise.
But again, it's a lot of hype. It's a lot of hypotheticals within.
And it's less, I'm not saying I think Miles would definitively take the individual accomplishment over the Super Bowl ring. It's just that I couldn't answer that definitively, and some of that is informed by the end of the season. Some of that's just kind of informed by coming away feeling like Miles said we and he meant me. And it's fine if you want to, it really is fine if you want a contract adjustment. He deserves it. You'll never hear me say, don't pay Miles Garrett. You'll hear me say, don't pay him a fully guaranteed contract. I don't ever want to pay any player, again, a fully guaranteed contract. But I just thought it was really interesting that had kind of informed, that was a kernel of doubt for me. And I don't know if I would have had it before the, hey, I want to know how good we're going to be, which I think for a lot of people is translated in, hey, I want to hear how you're going to pay me $40 million a year. I don't know. I would have said that beforehand. And then and you kind of go down the rabbit hole, and then it got me thinking about, all right, is that a reflection on maybe why the part of why the Browns are where they are and why they haven't transcended to consistent winning in Cleveland? That idea that the individualist culture, the player-led culture, still isn't strong enough in terms of everybody aiming towards winning.
I don't know. I wonder if it was more prevalent this last season because you really did have nothing to play for the majority of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that's part of it. Like a lot of the Steelers conversations we can have is because they've been in the playoff discussion. They've been in these playoff conversations. I wonder if just 3-14 for the last 8 weeks of the season, you weren't doing anything but playing for individual accomplishments.
So I feel like 95% certain Mouse will take the Super Bowl ring. That 5% of doubt's there.
It's too hard to say.
If you said,
it's a lot of getting inside their brain that I like with Miles. We have 8 years of hearing him do press conferences, so I feel like we can do that a little bit better than most people. But it's really tough for some of the other guys to go, like, get inside their brain and think what they would think.
You're right. It's easier to know what Miles think because we've seen him up close. But like, I'd be surprised if T.J. Watt, as big of a crybaby as is, he actually might after the hissy fit he threw last year.
He really cared about that award.
He might.
If you told him he instantly gets in the Hall of Fame versus a Super Bowl.
But like, if you asked, maybe it's a better quarterback question. If you asked Joe Burrow, give me a Super Bowl ring or give me the NFL MVP. I think he's taking the Super Bowl. Same thing with Lamar.
Oh, so that's what's funny is I just saw an interview that Joe Burrow had done where they had asked him, would you rather go to... They basically did the individual versus the Super Bowl thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in every answer he had was he would take the opportunity that gives him a chance to win a Super Bowl.
So we'll have more on the Myles Garrett situation, not whether he wants to win an MVP or the Super Bowl ring. I just think it's interesting. I just think for where we are with Myles, his legacy... And I think there's still some work to do there in terms of how he presents stuff. Because the fact that that stuck with me and we're more than a month past his comments,
mm-hmm.
I think it's telling. I love Miles. Like 3 weeks before he said those things, I said, you know, if they just trade Miles because they think he wants out, like he's going to have to say the words, I want out. And if they just trade him to get draft picks, I will snap and I won't be a Browns fan anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, him coming out and saying, I got to know what it is, they changed it just a little bit there.
I mean, because really, he started that conversation off of what would have been the perfect way for us to answer this question. You know, when he starts off that convo 6-7 weeks ago with the idea that I need to be on a great roster, I want to be on a great team, and if you're not doing this, trade me to a team that will do that. Like, that's the right start for this convo. It's just where it veered from there.
So we'll have more on this later in the show. And obviously, we're waiting to see if Miles wins his second Defensive Player of the Year award. But Rhett Lewis tells us if Cam Ward has hurt his draft stock in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. The rumor mill back in on this as there's some guy. I don't even know if he's a real guy. Meaning like
you made up a name.
Meaning
I'm not
like
sure.
He's like a reputable reporter, but yeah. Some guy who claims to be a former like TV reporter saying that.
That's usually a bad sign, by the way. It's always the former TV reporters that are just—it's complete. They're bots. It's fake.
Yeah, but he's saying
okay.
There could be a four.
Not fazed by that at all.
No, because
who's this guy that you're claiming
well,
is,
now
is
I've
doing
lost
things?
I didn't put it in the DMs here. Let me see if I can scan back here. His name is definitely Don something.
Did you say Don Cherry?
No.
No, you didn't say
if
that.
If Don Cherry did it, it'd be much more problematic.
Okay.
But as Don right, something.
So Don something.
Harris.
Don Harris, one of the Harris twins from WCW 20 years ago. Different Don Harris, I gather. He says potentially Spurs could be working on a four-team trade.
Okay.
To bring De'Aaron Fox to San Antonio.
Okay.
I can't confirm this is a real person.
He's,
you can confirm it.
News 4 in San Antonio. He is the sports director.
No. Have you done any more research than just looking at his bio on Twitter?
Did you Google him?
Yes. He also has a link to his own to his bio on the station website.
That sounds good.
I think it's a good chance.
That does
he
sound
also
good.
Has almost 20,000 followers as well.
That doesn't mean anything. These fake reporters can have as many followers as you want.
Nick Wilson almost has 20,000 followers.
He also joined in 2009.
Call out your number and you got it.
He joined Twitter in 2009.
And he's an old.
Yes.
So if he was an old and...
He's an old?
He's
35 years in the business.
35 years in the business. That means
that like a veteran. He's seasoned.
Yeah, he's old.
Okay.
Yeah, he's towards retirement. This is going to get him the local Pulitzer. This is going to buy him a local Emmy.
Yeah,
that's
all it takes.
Yeah, but this is the best part about it is it could be completely fake.
According to his bio, he already has won an Emmy. He is an Emmy award winning weekday sports anchor.
Now, do we know how many?
Someone that hasn't been in TV for 35 years that hasn't won a local Emmy. You can't do it. It's impossible.
Never really dug into it.
Okay, I feel like anybody that I say hasn't, I'm then going to give away, and it's going to make me sound really catty, so I don't want to do it.
This doesn't exist.
I mean, my point is,
35 years in local TV, you win a local Emmy.
Unless you don't want to pay the submission fee. There's somebody on the station.
Somebody will pay that submission fee
at some
point.
There's somebody on the station who will admit that he didn't want to pay the submission fee. That's all I'm saying. Am I getting myself into trouble here? It feels like I'm waded into some sort of quicksand.
It is the hour you usually rip on said person.
I just want to...
If there is an hour in the show that you spend ripping on said person, this would be the... This is, well, the witching hour, where wins become losses and losses become wins. Also, where Nick rips on Baskin and Baskin rips on Nick. Oh, did I say it out loud?
No, that's not... No, I was...
Is it Phelps?
Phelps, yeah.
So Baskin has won local Emmys. Of course he has. Of course
Who's
he has.
Ripping whom now?
What do you mean? Of course he has.
That's not how you said it.
I said,
you
of course
changed
he
your
has.
Tone. This is manly
no,
all
no,
over
because
again.
Everyone that's done TV for as long as either one of them.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have won local Emmys.
That's not the context,
Phelps,
and you know
Phelps
it.
Phelps would have won a local Emmy if he had
submitted
himself.
We go to the local judge here from Brecksville. What say you?
There was a tinge of sarcasm in there I picked up on.
Yeah. That's just how I talk.
Listen, Andy Baskin is an old TV reporter. He's going to hear... That
man's got
hunt.
Some Emmys. You
that,
know he's got some regional Emmys.
We're going to get Rhett Lewis here in a few
but
minutes.
But you actually never said what Don Harris put out there.
Yeah, I did.
The four-team deal for De'Aaron Fox to San Antonio?
That's exactly what I said.
I missed it. If you said it, I missed it. I don't know what to tell you. I felt like you approached getting up to it, and then we never got there. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Matt, can you confirm? Were you listening?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, Mac sided with you. Mac, come on. We already established this.
He also had
a
follow-up tweet saying, I've done this a long time. 98% of the time, NBA trade talks, rumor scenarios fall apart or are different than the stuff that agents or GMs float or leak. So anything can happen, but I know folks are busy. Nothing done as of yet, as far as I know.
Coward. Now he's an old coward. when you have to add the next thing, 98% of these things can fall apart. This is not how a man wins a local Emmy.
Is this Filippone saying it's on the goal line?
Yes. Yeah, this is.
Like, did you cross the goal line or are you approaching the goal line?
But it's worse because he's an old TV guy. Like, Pony's just some radio dude making stuff up.
Oh, jeez, I don't think he's making stuff up.
That he sourced, totally. And it was...
Yeah, now who's got themselves in trouble?
Welcome to the witching hour.
Where
got
Nick
nothing.
Makes a fool of himself and fools make a...
Nick of themselves?
Nick of themselves. We do it both ways here, guys.
What I mean is,
yeah.
Maybe Andrew Filippone isn't a journalist, and maybe he's more of a radio host.
Wasn't Don more of a TV guy than he is anything else?
A TV journalist. You're supposed to be a TV sports journalist. That's where we're supposed to be. I will say the TV guy is more of a journalist, should be more of a journalist than you and I.
I mean, neither one is really a journalist at the heart of it if you're doing sports television. Not really a journalist. You're not a journalist. You might have a journalism degree, and that might be a club you can use. But as long as at the end of the night you're telling us, you're talking about a game, you're not a journalist. You're hardly Woodward and Bernstein. What part of this is baffling to you?
No, I think it's...
What part of this is... You think you're a journalist?
You know we got like 5 TV stations in town, right?
Yeah.
And each of them has a sports director, each of them.
Yeah, if you do sports, you're not... I'm sorry, you're not a journalist. That's not what's going on there.
So, what about... beat reporters are
different
they journalists?
Different story.
Also,
but
spin
really,
this yarn for
really
me.
Really, the difference here is between the sports and the news side of things.
I know.
You go into a 2-minute stand up talking about how the Cavs beat the Celtics. You're hardly knocking on doors and doing some real intense reporting over here.
I know that you maybe have stepped in it just a little bit.
Not at all.
You go full tomato over there.
Full
you
tomato?
Do. You tomato up
what is
over
that,
there.
Full tomato?
That means there's a shade of red that you'll start to turn when you know that you might have stepped in it, but you think you might be able to get your way out of it.
I can get myself out of just about anything.
Okay, we go to Mac. Mac, did he get himself out of that, saying that TV sports journalist?
Hold on. Let's go to Jake, the guy that might actually be impartial in this discussion.
He's trying to get Brett Lewis. I don't think he's been listening
Mac,
for the full
context.
Mac,
it's been proven over days, just sides with whatever you put out there, because Mac has this insatiable desire to be friends with you, because in between the breaks, you know, I'm a good buddy to him, and you just constantly knock him down a peg or two.
I believe that I've mentored
him.
He's
constantly seeking your validation, so he's just going to consistently be like, oh, Nickel wiped me if I side with
him. My validation is better than your validation. He should be seeking my validation, but he can also be fair and impartial.
Not an impartial bone in that body at this point. He is tainted at this point. Now, Jake, I believe, is impartial.
Is it because I've called him short multiple times today?
Between the two people, the guy that calls him short consistently and the guy
shorter than me,
the guy in me who's like, Jake, you're doing a stand-up job. I did call you Jax at one point in the show, though.
So it might be a toss-up.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think it's an easy mistake for JP to call me Jax. You compared me to Mary Kay Cabot in terms of height.
Because you're both shorter than me. I called you both more petite than me, too. You're welcome. I said you're shorter than a guy that's 6'4", and you're not 350 pounds. Sorry for being a jerk.
At least you can admit it.
So you don't think... I think like a TV sports guy that's not a journalist.
What do we think about this De'Aaron Fox deal?
What do we make about this De'Aaron Fox deal? Through the roster here. So you would tell Annie Baskin
I would tell Baskin he's not a journalist, but Baskin would be the first person to say he's not a journalist.
But do you think he was a journalist 10 years ago?
No, he was a sports reporter. You're not a journalist. You're not doing news. You're not doing hard breaking news. There's a difference there. Now, I believe Andy Baskin has the journalism club in his bag. He could go into being a journalist if he wanted. I believe he can do that. But that's not what you're doing.
Man, we're splitting some hairs here, aren't we?
Not what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's clearly not what you're doing.
You're going tomato again.
Some people have proper respect for actual journalism in this back and forth between me and you. And clearly it's not you.
I actually have more respect.
You tell Baskin that his sports reports were playing in the same vein of Cronkite and see how that one goes. Baskin, be the first one to tell you that's not how that works.
Nobody said it was. They just said they're journalists. They do the same thing, but they just pointed at a different sector of news.
No. If you're a journalist, there's totally different layers attached to being a journalist and not being a journalist. Like, that's why I have, for instance, a communications degree. I don't have a journalism degree. There's a massive difference there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's a degree. But in terms of journalistic ethics, TV people are held to a high regard. Yes?
That's not the debate about whether or not they're doing journalism or not. You can be held to a high regard and not be a journalist.
So now
we're just putting hairs here, but like there is an actual difference there. That's why you can have a journalism degree and a communications degree. From Bowling Green, did you have a journalism degree or communications degree?
I had no degree. I drank myself nearly to death.
Okay. Well, maybe if you'd gotten the degree, we'd know the difference.
I got a nice certificate from down the road, though, at a broadcasting school.
Which is not a journalism degree.
But yeah, thank you, Cronkite. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize when 95% of us graduated and 70% of us did the work. I didn't realize.
Oddly enough, in the degree world, in the communications journalism world, there is a very large distinction between the two. But that's neither here nor there.
216-474.
How about that De'Aaron Fox?
0092. Is Don Harris a hack? And is he old? And I kind of hope the Cavs are at part of this four-team deal, by the way. Maybe it's a way to get a wing that can defend. Maybe Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes to Cleveland as part of this? This is pure speculation. This is hack journalism. It's not journalism. It's just making things up.
Which is why we're not journalists.
But Don is, and so is Andy Baskin and every TV reporter in town. Thank you very much. In my professional opinion. We got the 6 o'clock hour coming up here, and Fox Sports put it in a way that I think is ridiculous. And it's all about the draft, who's coming out, who should come out, more. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.